I'm Heidi Holton, and you are listening to the extra hour of the Monday morning show. We are here for you 24/7, community radio for Northern Minnesota, member supported, and we're not part of any larger organization. Thanks so much for connecting with us anytime, but especially during this pandemic and during this time that we are all going through together. It helps to hear each other's voices, to hear each other's stories in this time. I'm excited to talk to you this morning Logan Monroe, an accomplished young man. He's a senior at Northland Schools in Reamer, the class valedictorian. He recently was named to the list of 25 Native leaders under 25. That's a nationwide list. Logan, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about how this year, since you've been doing at-home schooling, how has that changed? How do you keep your mindset positive during this pandemic? Because you probably expected something very different this spring.
There's been a lot of change. But before the pandemic started, I was actually doing a lot of online school while I was at school.
Okay.
So there was some that stayed the same, and it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Then there was a few classes, like I was taking some art classes and some music classes, and so I don't get to do a lot of that anymore. Just staying positive. I just keep doing things like drawing and making music while still at home, and balancing it with any of the online stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah. So tell us about last night. The drum group from Northland Schools was on TV, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I think it was on Fox 9, me and my brothers and the rest of the drum group at Northland was able to be featured on Fox 9 last night, and we got featured singing some of our songs that we've practiced as, I think it said... Oh, geez, how did it introduce us? I think it just said Northland Community Schools Drum Group, and so we were able to be featured like that, which was nice.
Yeah. So drumming, singing, it's been a part of your life for as long as you remember, would you say?
Yeah, drumming I've started since I think I was about 9. Oh, yeah, quite a long time.
Well, congratulations on being valedictorian at Northland Schools. What does that mean to you?
I've always said that with anything that I do, it's not just me doing it. It's always I'm using the support that I've gotten from all my awesome friends and family and staff and students along the way. And it feels like with this honor that I've put good use to all of that support and all of that help. And I'm just very grateful for it, and I wouldn't be here without that.
So how will graduation happen this year? Have they figured out some other ways to do it?
I think we're going to do it virtually, where I'm going to do my valedictorian speech. I'm going to record it first, and then I think they're going around and they'll just be playing it with, they're going to be playing it at each of our graduates' house, but I'm not sure right now.
We're talking with Logan Monroe. He is the valedictorian at Northland Schools in Reamer. He was also just named 25 under 25 Native youth leaders from Unity. Now, a speech as a valedictorian is to kind of send off your classmates and give them some positive thoughts for the future. Have you done that yet, or are you thinking about what you are going to say to them?
Yeah, I'm still preparing it and timing it and trying to memorize some of it. Just trying to find things to say to, like you said, send them off with good energy and trying to do justice to all the great memories that I've had.
Yeah. So, Logan, how do you... This is a question for anybody, right? How do we plan for what we don't know what's going to happen in this summer and in the fall? What are you thinking for your immediate future?
I'm just kind of taking it as it comes. If I've made plans, I'm ready to cancel. And if I've made plans with any people, they obviously know that it might have to be postponed or canceled altogether. Yeah, just however long it takes, I guess.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the other things that you were involved in school. You mentioned art. Is that that's important to you?
Yeah. My dad always was an artist. And although he didn't really take a career after it, he was always super amazing at it. So that's always been a great part of my life. I love painting and sculpting and drawing. Then I was taking Native American music classes. I played the drums. I was playing the Native American style of flute. And then I was also in a bunch of extracurricular activities like the Anishinaabe Quiz Bowl, the drum group, the dance troupe, and a bunch of leadership activities like Unity.
So you have the title of being the youngest competitive player in the Ojibwe Quiz Bowl. You started competing when you were 9 years old. Do you remember maybe a question that you missed and you wished you would have gotten, or tell us a little bit about what that competition is like?
So the Quiz Bowl focuses on Native American language, Ojibwe language, Ojibwe history, Ojibwe culture. Like for example, One question will be, what year was the Indian Child Welfare Act signed? And so all the competing teams will have to try to buzz in to the timer as fast as they can, and the answer would be 1978. And oh my gosh, there was so many questions, so many questions that were easy and obvious that I just wish I couldn't have gone back and gotten it.
So tell us a little bit about Northland School. Sounds like there were lots of opportunities for you there. What did that school mean to you?
I think it was, it felt like almost like a second home at times because there was so many people there that were cousins and family, and my mother was working there, and it's just at times there was even like staff that felt like made it a second home. And yeah, like all the opportunities there, like drumming and singing and dancing and making music and art is just, even though I didn't like going to school, I'm going to miss it a lot.
Yeah. But I bet they don't want to hear the valedictorian saying that, though. Like you will miss it. So what do you think you'll be doing it come fall?
Well, hopefully I'm going to be going to BSU. I've already been accepted.
Great.
So I'm going to Bemidji State University. And I'm going to be trying to go into Indigenous Studies and kind of, I'm not sure what else. I've been looking at wildlife biology and some sort of zoology degrees.
That sounds great. Bemidji's a great town for art, too, so hopefully you can keep that kind of thing up as well in your life.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a lot of pressure on you here, Logan, not to your fellow classmates, not just at Northland, but all over, the who would have been going through graduation 2020 now. What would you say to them?
I'd say that, like I said, not everything I do is just by myself. It's with the family and friends and other people around me. I'd say one of the most important things you could do now that you've gotten this far is that to take all that uplifting support to go on to make everyone that that has given you that support, to make them proud, your ancestors proud, your communities proud, and just to pay all that support and help forward in some way or another.
That is Logan Monroe. Logan, we're very proud of you. Congratulations, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thanks. He is the valedictorian at Northland Schools in Reamer. Also, among his many, many accomplishments, just named by Unity, 25 under 25 Native youth leaders around the country.